Greetings and welcome to the Bulls by the Bay weekly news update, your roundup of news from the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. I'm Karen Neesmith, bringing you the latest stories from our campus and community today, May 12th. In a commencement ceremony on May 9th, USF President Rhea Law presented the President's Fellow Award to Debbie Simbler, a beloved, longtime supporter of USF St. Petersburg, a campus board member who is also the incoming president of the USF Foundation. The Simbler family's generous contributions to the USF St. Petersburg campus have spanned decades and have included creating the Debbie and Brent Simbler Florida Holocaust Museum Lecture Series, supporting the Debbie Nye Simbler Academic Student Success Center, and the Debbie and Brent Simbler Family Fountain, which serves as an anchor on the USF St. Petersburg campus. Debbie is not only an advocate and benefactor to USF, but also a good human who cares about people. Congratulations to Debbie on this well-deserved recognition. Next, USF journalism professors Drs. Justin Martin and Stephen Song have published an essay titled "What 1,500 Florida Kids Told Us About Digital Media Policies" in the Tampa Bay Times last week. It discusses their life in media study, which surveyed over 1,500 Florida adolescents to understand how they're being affected by digital media. Their research aims to inform policies on mobile device use in schools. The study will track participants over 25 years to assess long-term impacts on mental health and well-being. And May 8th was the 80th anniversary of Victory in Europe Day. And our next news item remembers that USF St. Petersburg campus once served as a U.S. maritime training station during World War II. From 1939 to 1950, approximately 25,000 merchant marines trained there. Today, the former barracks house the College of Marine Science, continuing the site's maritime legacy. You can read more about the history of campus before it was a higher education institution on the USF St. Petersburg news site at stpetersburg.usf.edu. And also last week, USF President Rhea Law announced that Dr. Monty Graham, director of the Florida Institute of Oceanography, has accepted a new role as director of the Smithsonian Environmental Research Center in Maryland. Dr. Graham's leadership has been instrumental in advancing marine science research at USF. He will be with us through the end of May. The Florida Institute of Oceanography, known as FIO, located on the USF St. Petersburg campus alongside the College of Marine Science, supports marine research by operating three large marine vessels, the RV Weatherbird II, the RV W.T. Hogarth, and the RV Western Flyer, as well as a full-service laboratory in the Florida Keys Marine Laboratory. Our last two stories are about graduating students. First is Kylie Culver, a master's student in the Florida Studies program. Kylie has overcome a rare form of leukemia to earn her degree. After a year-long battle with acute promyelocytic leukemia, Kylie returned to complete her thesis and graduate. Her resilience and determination are truly inspiring. Meanwhile, Cherish and Unique Alston are twin sisters graduating from USF St. Petersburg who have each launched innovative startups. Cherish's company, Soul Lux, offers customizable shoe accessories, while Unique's app, Ridely, provides a carpooling platform for students. Both have received significant recognition and funding for their ventures. And that's all we have this week for Bulls by the Bay. Stay tuned for more stories highlighting achievements and history of USF St. Petersburg. We'll be taking off the rest of May and rejoining you in June. In the meantime, have a great beginning of your summer and go Bulls!